With their signatures on the election certificates, the Florida Elections Canvassing Commission put an end to some hotly contested races. The commission is made up of Governor Rick Scott, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, and Secretary of State Ken Detzner. Their certifications made President Obama's 29 electoral votes official, with his final share of the Florida vote at 50.01%. It was a result that hadn't been officially called until 5 days after polls closed on November 6th, and every other state had declared their presidential winner. The certified returns also included unofficial results from St. Lucie County, which was still recounting some votes when Sunday's state deadline passed. Detzner says St. Lucie was the only county not to get its returns filed in time.
If St. Lucie County had timely submitted its retabulated returns, those returns would not have affected the ultimate outcome of any race and would not have placed any race within the margin of a recount.
The holdup was because St. Lucie County is part of U.S. Congressional District 18, a race that Republican Alan West hadn't conceded to Democrat Patrick Murphy until this week. Murphy won with 50.28% to West's 49.7%. Both candidates had raised millions of dollars and outside groups had poured in even more to back them. West, a one-term Tea Party-backed congressman, is giving up his seat to Murphy, who at 29 years old is the youngest current U.S. representative. Governor Rick Scott says a lengthy ballot with 11 constitutional amendments led to long lines on Election Day, and he thinks the system needs to be improved.
I want to make sure everybody feels comfortable getting out to vote. Of course, I want everybody to get involved in elections. I tell everybody in my talks, go vote. Register to vote if you have a right to.
Scott says he's asked Secretary Detzner to meet with election supervisors around the state and come up with a reform plan. On Election Day, there were reports at some Miami-Dade precincts that voters stood in line for up to 6 hours. Other precincts in Lee County had to order more ballots midday, and others reported understaffing. Incoming Florida House Speaker Will Weatherford says elections reform will be a priority for him.
I think we have to admit that mistakes were made. Certainly you shouldn't have to sit in line for 6 hours to early vote.
And for his part, Senate President Don Gates has created a standing committee that will conduct hearings on the elections process.
Floridians should never again have to wonder if their ballots were miscoded or misprinted or miscounted. Floridians shouldn't be embarrassed that while most counties in our state run flawless elections, some counties in our state just keep right on running flawed elections.
In 2010, Gates sponsored an elections law amendment that extended the hours that polling places were open during early voting. It was part of the package of changes that cut down the number of early voting days, and many advocates and lawmakers were crying voter suppression in the months leading up to the election. But Secretary Detzner says he's not ready to blame the Election Day problems on the shortened early voting period.
We're going to look ahead, see what we need to do to fix the issues, whether it's an appropriation from local governments, whether it's a suggestion of appropriations from state government. Clearly, people waiting in line is not an acceptable standard for our elections process, and I don't fix blame. I'm looking for solutions.
Detzner says election supervisors are collecting data, and he expects to give a full report to the governor sometime next year. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.